Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm looking in. There's only three of us in the studio right now. Me and a couple of Colts. And one's in 45 ACP and the other is in 556. 5 Minute University today. Jason's engineering. Thank you so much, Jason, for engineering at Genesis Communications Network, the epicenter of free speech in the United States of America. I'm Vincent Fennelli. And, you know, there's... Let's see. So, 5 Minute University. D.B. Cooper is our dog, named after the famous D.B. Cooper, who hijacked a jetliner and demanded ransom, and then he got... The plane landed, he got his ransom, they took off, and then the feds, of course, knew what they knew how to catch him. They'd get him at the next stop. And what they didn't expect was that D.B. Cooper would jump out of the airplane with the cash and never be seen again. So that's as the story goes, and there had been reports of D.B. Cooper. So, you know, in his honor, I've named my dog, who arrived at the farm about 15 years ago. I named her D.B. Cooper. Let me just call her Cooper for short. Well, Cooper has arthritis, and she's having a tough go of it as she gets older and older. So 15 years old, she arrived here at the end of our driveway. We have a culvert, and she and her two sisters were puppies. Someone dropped them off, and they found shelter in the culvert that runs under the driveway, the end of the driveway at our farm. And so our son rescued D.B. Cooper and her sisters, and they've passed away. But, actually, a neighbor shot one of them. Her name was Belle. She was my father's dog. And we have one that was frightened of loud bangs, and rightfully so, like gunshots that she would hear when she was a puppy. So our son named her Spook because she would easily spook. So we have Cooper, Belle, and Spook. And Cooper is the last survivor of those three, and she had a lot of trouble getting up. So here's what I've done. Now, I'm not practicing veterinary medicine. I'm just telling you what I've done. So, and it absolutely worked. So instead of just dog food, you know, Purina or some other brand, all the dogs get 5 scrambled eggs. Now, it's easy for us to do that because we have egg machines. We have egg machines running around the backyard, and they make more eggs than we can eat. So we give them to the neighbors, and soon we'll be giving them to guests at the campsite. So I scramble 5 eggs, add some milk, which is powdered milk, scramble the eggs, add some water. So I probably add about 4 ounces of water, 5 scrambled eggs, that I mix, and the powdered milk I mix with the water, put it in a pan, and we have, if we cook Natural Farms beef, let's say hamburgers, and we have some hamburger fat, we don't season the hamburgers in the pan so that we can give the fat to the dogs. So we take some of that fat, put it in with the scrambled eggs. They like the meat flavor, the meat scent. And so every day the animals get, the dogs get eggs. And Cooper gets 1 cod liver oil capsule. And she gets half of a glucosamine for humans and chondroitin caplet in the morning and the other half in the afternoon. So one glucosamine split in two every day. One cod liver oil gelatin capsule every day. And probably about three of the five scrambled eggs Cooper will get. And I put the PEMF on her that Dr. Sheely and Lou Cassidy built. And it's working. And it's working great. So we had a dog that couldn't get up. We have to lift her up and kind of, we would be the back legs for her, and she would use her front legs. She'd have a real tough time. Now she gets up, goes outside, comes inside, goes outside. So that's what I did. Now, I'm not suggesting that you do anything that I talk about here at the 5-Minute University. I'm actually going to suggest that you don't believe a word I say. Don't believe a word I say. And if you do any of the things that I say that I do, make sure you do your own research. Okay. Next item. Automatic voltage regulation. And I've been talking about this, and I wanted to give you an update. And I think it's important, which is why I've spent so much time on it. So you know that we have a problem with overvoltage here at the farm. And it's rough on equipment with motors. And I'm not talking about surges. I'm talking about a protracted, prolonged overvoltage situation that lasts minutes or a half hour or an hour, maybe more. So the voltage from your outlet should be 120 volts plus or minus 5%. That really means 114 volts at the low, 126 volts at the high. The nominal voltage should be 120. If it's over 126, it's too high. It's rough on electric motors. If it's below 114, it's rough on electric motors as well. And it causes the electric motors to run hotter. Now, they're in your refrigeration systems, which is your dehumidifiers, your freezers, your refrigerators, your home air conditioning system, your window units, your window air conditioners. They all have electric motors in the compressors. And they are sealed and there's oil in there. And what happens is if the motors run hot, the compressor runs hot. If the compressor runs hot, it cooks the oil in the compressor. And it can turn to like a tar type substance, burned oil. And it won't lubricate very well anymore. When that happens, the compressor fails, and you need a new compressor. At the least, typically if that happens, you're going to need a new compressor, you're going to need a new receiver dryer, and you're going to need a new refrigerant, and you're going to have to figure out how to evacuate the system or call somebody and then recharge the system. So what I do is I use this automatic voltage regulation system, and the one I really, really like the best in terms of value is, well, there's two of my like. One is by APC, American Power Conversion, APC. I've had experience with them since the mid-1980s, and they've been top of the line. And also Triplite, T-R-I-P-P-L-I-T-E. So what I've done is when we built our house, we have a kitchen that has a refrigerator right next to a freezer. And they're match set. So they look the same. It looks like two refrigerators side by side in the same opening in the cabinets. One door is on the left, one door is on the right. The doors meet in the middle. The door handles meet in the middle. And so I had separate circuits, one for the refrigerator, one for the freezer, which is the way you should do it. But I didn't have enough automatic voltage regulators to provide one for the refrigerator, one for the freezer. So I used one of them. I took a kilowatt meter, which I've been talking about, kill-a-watt. You can get it on eBay. You can get it used and get it new. And it will tell you how many watts a device uses. Well, refrigerator runs around maybe 130 watts. Freezer is about the same. So all told, let's say 250, 260 watts. But the starting current, that's combined, the starting current is 2 to 3 times that. So we have roughly a high of 750 watts if they both try to start together. And it's possible that the refrigerator could call for the compressor to start at the same time the freezer does. So 750 watts. Well, I've got it hooked up to a 1,200 watt trip light. And it's called a LC1200A. So that's more than enough excess capacity for this automatic voltage regulator to handle the refrigerator and the freezer simultaneously. And I proved it. I proved it because it's been running for about 3 or 4 weeks now. And it works perfectly. And what used to happen is the overvoltage ran the compressor so hard on the refrigerator that when it shut down, it would go bang, 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 as it slowed down, you know, after the electricity was shut down by the thermostat for the compressor. So it would bang on the deceleration. And I'm frosted. I'm frosted about this because it's a perfect match set. It was working great. It would probably last another 20 years because we take care of it and clean the coil so that the lubricating oil that's sealed in the compressors doesn't overheat. And it would last a long time. And they're matched, and the cabinets are designed around these things. Well, the utility company provided an overvoltage situation to the whole village, and we've had some damage, and I'm going to submit a report to that effect and get reimbursed. But I still don't like the idea of having to buy a new refrigerator because I can't get the compressors, because Electrolux, which is the parent company of Frigidaire, which makes the refrigerator and freezer, doesn't make the compressors anymore. So now I'm looking at a replacement set. So that's two units. And it's not necessary that this did not need to happen. It's just somebody's not paying attention at the utility company. All right, that being the case, the only thing I can do to prevent further damage and to mitigate the banging when this thing shuts off, or minimize it, is to use the automatic voltage regulation system. So 3 or 4 weeks I've been using it, and it works perfectly. So you might want to try that. You might want to get one of those to prevent damage from your equipment. So what would you really like to not have to replace? Would that be a refrigerator? Would that be a freezer? What would it be? Now, it's the kind of thing that is not... they're not big enough to run a whole house air conditioning system. Now, our refrigerator, as I told you, draws, let's say 125, 150 watts, depending on when you measure it. After it's been running for a while, when the defrost cycle is not running, let's say 125 watts, maybe even down to 100. But you need to measure how much current in watts your refrigerator, freezer, or whatever you want to hook up to it draws. You're not going to be able to buy one of these easily that will do your whole house air conditioning system, because those compressors are huge, and they draw a lot of current. They draw so much current that you'll notice that when they come on, a lot of times your lights will dim. That's because they draw a lot of current and reduce the voltage for your whole house. You know, probably below the 120-volt nominal voltage. So the bottom line is, these are like little appliances that the automatic voltage regulator that will work great if you use it the way I'm using it. So dehumidifier, maybe a washing machine, maybe a dishwasher. Problem with a dishwasher, I guess I'd say forget the dishwasher, because they have heating elements and they draw a lot of current. So you're probably better off avoiding a dishwasher. And if you have an overvoltage situation, don't run your dishwasher. As a matter of fact, you probably ought to have an on-off switch to disconnect your dishwasher. Yep. And any other computer-controlled appliances. We can talk about that in a couple minutes.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
It what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So the two best companies for automatic voltage regulation, you can look them up on eBay. One of them is Triplite, TRIPP-LITE. The one that I have is a LC, as in line conditioner, LC 1200, 1200, suffix A. They make a 1200 without the suffix A, and they make another one, 1200, suffix B. So LC 1200A, 1200B, and, let me start over. They make one called an LC-1200. They make another one with the suffix A, and they make another one with the suffix B. And then they make a brand new model. Now, these are vintage models that I've been talking about. They make a brand new model that's in a plastic case. I don't like it. I don't like the fact that it has a plastic case because this is a magnetic transformer. And transformers produce electromagnetic radiation. So I want it in a metal box, like a ferrous metal box, if possible. Ferrous meaning iron-based. So my thought is, when you look at them, make sure it's in a metal box. If it looks like it's plastic and it's got lots of holes in it, that's not going to be, in my opinion, as durable. It may be, but I don't believe it would be. So I like the metal box ones. And you're probably going to pay about $75 to $100 with the new shipping charges that the United States Postal Service has implemented because of the holidays. Shipping is out of control, absolutely out of control. It's destroying this country. One of the things that's destroying this country is the amount that it costs to ship something. And it's reducing commerce. It's insidious what has happened to our United States Postal Service. Today I spent $3.95 this morning to ship an item in a bubble pack, little envelope the size of a number 10 envelope. $3.95 to ship it to the East Coast. You know, it used to cost a nickel. As a matter of fact, it was 4 cents when I was a child for first-class postage, 4 cents. And it keeps going up with no limit in sight. So about these switches for appliances, I have in our kitchen, I wired into our electric circuit panel a different kind of a switch. But you can use this kind of a design for shutting off your appliances. So I have six switches that are ganged in a ganged box. So the box holds six switches. Six switches wide with a six-position switch plate and six 20-amp specification-grade switches. And I can shut off, I can switch between solar and grid in the kitchen just by flipping a switch under the counter for things like the dishwasher, the washing machine. We have a microwave oven range hood. And I bought that because it was less expensive to buy a microwave oven range hood that was dented at Sears than it was to buy a range hood. I thought, well, if we had an emergency and we needed a microwave oven, what a great way to go. I use it to store bread in. I make bread and I store the bread in the microwave oven above the stove. So I have these switches. Kitchen lights. They're on a separate switch. The shop lights for the garage, the automotive shop. The seven sets of fluorescent tubes that are 8 feet long. That's on a switch. So literally, you could use an on-off switch to disconnect the electricity from the grid if you want to protect your appliances. So, or you can just unplug them. But, you know, the problem with a refrigerator is you'd have to pull the refrigerator out to unplug it, or you go to the circuit breaker panel and you shut off the switch for the refrigerator if you have a power outage. So the problem is, when there is a blackout, or the power is unstable, and it goes on, off, or it's a low voltage, high voltage situation, and and you can't predict exactly what it's going to do, the best thing you can do is unplug those devices or shut off the circuit breakers to those receptacles that power those devices. Now, microwave oven's easy. The power's unstable, unplug it. Okay. Dishwasher, some dishwashers are hardwired in. Some of them have a receptacle underneath the dishwasher with a pigtail power cord. Well, that means getting on your hands and knees and removing the access panel below the dishwasher. That's not too practical. So shut off the breaker in these unstable power conditions. But if you have unstable power and it happens all the time, like at our house, from the grid, automatic voltage regulation transformers.
Realize, there you go. Just reduce their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
USA News Update. As powerful storms continue to drench California, a 5-year-old boy was swept away by floodwaters Monday on the state's central coast. Tens of thousands of people remain without power, and some schools are closed for the day. Brian McGrath on CNN Tuesday morning is with the Ventura County Fire Department.
Numerous rescues today, approximately 19 swift water rescue calls.
Although the rainfall has lightened up, it does not mean you can let your guard down just yet.
However, the rain on the hillsides, the rain in the mountains, that water still needs to get to those waterways and gets back out to the ocean and to our reservoirs.
Football player DeMar Hamlin said he returned to Buffalo on Monday with a lot of love in his heart. Dr. William Knight in Cincinnati confirmed DeMar is doing well, and this is the beginning of his next stage of recovery. Georgia Bulldogs are the best in the land, beating TCU 65-7 last night. Lance Pride, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it.
God, you're
take my
when you go to the
season.
For 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. So I got a call from Rich, and Rich said, hey, there's a birthday in his family, and a very special person, and he wanted to take the day off. So I'm sitting in for Rich. Rich will be back next Tuesday. So I just wanted you to know, and Rich's mom, happy birthday. And I'm glad your son can spend time with you. Okay, so the on-off switches, the purpose of that is to disconnect the electricity in these abnormal power situations. And you heard the news just a couple minutes ago at the bottom of the hour. California, a lot of people without electricity. And what happens is when the power fails, there's a surge. And when the power comes back on, there's a really big surge. And that is detrimental to your equipment. I mean, it's brutal. It's brutal on everything. And I mentioned that we had a neighbor who suffered a failure because her freezer stopped working because the power cord that she connected to, a very short extension cord, melted at the intersection of the male power cord for the freezer and the female end of the extension cord. It was a short extension cord, and it was certainly of proper capacity. But the overvoltage situation that we had in our local substation, or the utility provided electricity, the overvoltage condition, in my opinion, was sufficient to cause a overcurrent situation, which the extension cord, power cord connection couldn't handle, and it actually burned it. Could have caused a fire. So the bottom line is, we need to unplug things in these situations of overvoltage or undervoltage. But how do you know? How do you know that you have an over or undervoltage situation? Well, the easiest way is if you buy a device, you can get it on eBay called Kill-A-Watt, Kill-A-Watt. And it has several really nice features. It will tell you how many watts a device uses, but it has to be something that you can plug in with a three-prong cord. Like, you want to know how many watts your coffee maker consumes. Well, it'll tell you. If you want to know how many volts are at your outlet or your receptacle, it'll tell you. And if you want to know over a period of time, like starting right now, and you want to run it for a month and find out how much electricity was used from that device plugged into the kilowatt meter, it'll tell you that in kilowatts. And then in our case, if a kilowatt is 10 cents, I can multiply the number of kilowatts that this kilowatt meet. See, that's a problem. It's called a kill a watt. The meter, we'll call it the meter, I can determine how much current was used in watts over, let's say, a month for, let's say, a chest freezer. And I can multiply that times 10 cents per kilowatt, and it'll tell me how much that chest freezer used for a month. So it's a really great device. It's around $25. Sometimes they're sold used. Sometimes you have to buy a new one. They used to be like $15, $10 shipped on eBay. Now it's more like $25 or $30. But it is a great tool. And as a matter of fact, it's such a great tool that I asked Mrs. Finelli. We have two of them. I've got one of them running on equipment I'm testing, refrigeration equipment I'm testing for the campsite. And I want to know how much electricity it uses. I'm really concerned about efficiency. That's one of the things that's one of my passions. Whatever it is, I want to make it more efficient, whether it be a car or whether it be a wood stove or an appliance. I think I can get more efficiency out of it than it comes with. So I tinker with pretty much everything. And so I said to Mrs. Finelli, have you seen the other Kill-A-Watt meter? And she said, you mean mine? So she took possession of it because she wants to know. She's checking all kinds of devices so she can see firsthand for herself the electricity consumption of devices. So I suggest you consider getting one of those. But don't believe a word I say. Make up your own mind. So back to the on-off switches. If the power fails, I would suggest that if you have a heating system and you don't need it running at that moment, shut off the breaker. If you have an old-fashioned agitator-type washer, you don't have to worry about that. Because unless it's one of these smart ones, you know, has a display, computer control, then you have to worry about it. Then I would say unplug it or shut off the breaker for that. Right? So what happens when the electricity comes back on? There's a massive surge. All these motors that everybody has, you know, like the refrigeration, their dehumidifiers, their freezers, their air conditioning systems, all come on at once, cause a massive, massive surge. And you get the benefit of that, which can destroy your equipment. So the best way to protect yourself from that is to unplug or shut off the circuit breakers to those critical devices. That's what I do. That's what I do when we're connected to the grid, which I really don't like. But then again, you know, we built a solar system when it was when the sun used to shine. And we had a solar system that would provide almost all the electricity we needed to run our entire farm. And it was working great. Then Joe and the bandits shut off the sun. They started spraying. And there were days that we would, like for a whole month, we generated $2 worth of electricity for an entire month. Not per day, for 30 days or 31 days. $2 worth of electricity. You can't run a farm on $2 worth of electricity per month. It can't be done. So we had to connect to the grid. And that's another thing. So the federal government says, y'all ought to be buying solar systems and support the grid, and they give you a 30% tax credit for doing that, which I did not take. I did not want to be part of their system, so we just paid for it ourselves. But the thing is, they said you ought to get some solar panels and hook up to the grid and be energy green, and then they shut off the sun with all the spraying. How about that? And then. And there's these bozos in the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission. And they're saying, you know, we ought to be banning gas stoves, natural gas stoves. Well, natural gas not just natural gas, propane. So they ought to, because people have asthma and the toxins that are emitted like benzene, or nitrogen dioxide, it's rough on the lungs. No question about it. They're absolutely right about that. But what's the alternative? Is electricity the alternative? As a matter of fact, they are recommending this Consumer Product Safety Commission, the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission, unelected, has announced that it wants to take action to address pollution emitted by gas stoves because of the higher incidence of asthma in children. Well, I applaud them for wanting to help children avoid having asthma, but they have to have a solution. And what's their solution? Electric. How's that going to work? Because if you do some research on natural gas, you'll find out that, well, electricity is generated with less than 1% solar, less than 1% geothermal, less than 1% of gases other than natural gas. Now, 27% of electricity is generated with natural gas. 27%. So they're saying, don't y'all be using your gas stoves, go to electric. But electricity is generated by natural gas, nuclear, hydroelectric, coal, and wind. The big ones are coal. About 39% of electricity is generated with coal. 27% is generated with natural gas, and about 20% is generated with nuclear. And then the rest would be wind, solar, other gases, biomass. The bottom line is, how do you take natural gas out of the equation when you use 27% of it to generate electricity? And switching from a natural gas stove or propane stove to an electric stove. Why would anybody do that? These people, this Consumer Product Safety Commission, is in the business of destroying viable industry. So what devices use gas, whether it be propane or natural gas? What appliances can you think of that use gas for heat? Well, if you have a heating system, and we do here at the house, we have a propane backup. See, the initial heating system for our house was a heat pump. Actually, two heat pumps. Air-to-air heat pump. And it works great until the temperature gets below 25 degrees Fahrenheit. And then heat pumps are pretty darn useless. It's hard to take heat out of the air outside the house when it's 25 degrees or colder. and then take that heat and pump it into the house. It's really hard to get heat out of 25 degrees temperature Fahrenheit. Okay, so what we did was, when we built the house, we said, well, let's have propane backup. So at 25 degrees, the system automatically switches to propane. But these guys with the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission want to stop that. They don't want you to be able to use gas for heating. Now, some people don't have a heat pump. Some people just have natural gas or propane heat. And around here in our neck of the woods, a lot of people use propane. There is no natural gas. So if you want gas, you have to have it trucked in and put in your propane tank. A lot of heaters, there are dog kennels that have hang-on-the-wall propane heaters. There are people who have central heating systems which are propane. There are people who have, in other areas, that have natural gas. Cities have natural gas. So these guys are saying, don't be using it for your stove. Well, your stove is insignificant in terms of gas consumption as compared to your heating system. Think about that. How do I know? Well, I've got a propane tank, and it's a 500-gallon propane tank. I use it, the whole family uses it for cooking on our propane gas stove in the kitchen. That's all we use it for, because we don't use the, actually we heat our house with wood, and we have for the last 10 years, we haven't used the propane backup system. And the heat pump is only used in the summertime for air conditioning. So we don't use the heat pump for heat, and we don't use propane for heat. We only use the wood stove for heat, and have for the last 10 years, or maybe even more. Yeah, more. So this 500-gallon propane tank that we have gets filled up to 80%, because you need, propane's a liquid. It's compressed. It's compressed gas into a liquid. And liquids, when they expand, they break things like tanks. So the propane tanks are only filled up to 80%. So a 500-gallon propane tank filled all the way up to a safe amount would be 80% full, or 400 gallons. 400 gallons. We haven't even used half of the 400 gallons in 5 years. So, if you think about it, how much propane would we use to heat the house? I don't know, maybe 600 gallons for a winter? We haven't used hardly any.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com. No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So this natural gas potential ban for stoves in the United States of America is a real problem. I don't think these people who are making rules for us, who are influencing lawmakers, I don't think they are really thinking this thing through. Where are we going to put the 40 million stoves that we're going to take out of service? Where are we going to put them? Ms. Berrien? You know, a gas stove lasts a really, really long time. The one in our kitchen, it doesn't look brand new, but it looks pretty close to brand new, and it's 17 years old. My grandmother had a gas stove in her house probably for 40-plus years. Then she got a more modern one. Gas stove was probably in her house around the 1920s. Natural gas. About 35% of homes in the United States of America have gas stoves. About 35%. That's a huge number. And if you talk to culinary experts, they will tell you that if you really want to make it great, you got to use a gas stove. Now, the baking situation, some people say electric's better. It's more precise, more easily controlled. And they're probably right. But we don't have one of those. We have a all-gas stove, which has the lower portion, which is bake and broil, which is propane gas, too. And I don't like the gas surrounding my food. But then again, how many of you cook on a charcoal grill or a gas grill outside? It's kind of the same thing. So if you're worried about the pollution, you probably should go electric. But then again, 27% of electricity is generated with natural gas. And 39% is generated with coal. So really what you're doing is you're shifting where the pollution is. You're concentrating it at the power generation stations. That's where the pollution really is. So these electric cars that don't have a tailpipe, well, they do have a tailpipe. It's just remote from the car. It's the tailpipe from the coal power generation station or the natural gas power generation station. So electric cars, in practicality, it's a wish. And these green people, I don't think they're too smart. I don't think they figured out the energy density. And I think they have dismissed the idea that there is going to be a mountain of non-recyclable lithium-ion batteries as a result of these electric vehicles. So here's the problem, class. If these guys have their way, they are going to convert y'all to smart electric devices, which can be turned off at the click of a mouse, either individually or in mass. And if they shut off your electricity, you won't be able to cook. Now, one of the reasons why we have a non-electric stove is because I did not want our family to be subjected to the click of the mouse, to somebody either accidentally shutting off the electricity, someone terrorizing a power substation and cutting off electricity for, you know, a whole village or more, which, by the way, has happened on the West Coast and the East Coast many, many times. And by the way, those people should be hung. The people who have shot up power substations, who have taken power away from people that, who need it for oxygen concentrators or medical devices, and they end up dying as a result of these morons who damage power stations, they should be hung, tried, and hung, if guilty, if found guilty, beyond a reasonable doubt. So, here we are. These poorly done, allegedly scientific studies want to take your gas stove. Now, but what about the other gas appliances? Is it okay to have them? What would they be? Well, I mentioned that some people heat their houses with natural gas. Some heat them with propane. What about hot water heaters? A lot of people have gas hot water heaters, both propane and natural gas. What about, there are cooktops, which is, you know, a cooking surface with natural gas or propane. And then there are standalone ovens that are gas powered. And then there are gas dryers. And then, of course, there are gas logs, which is really not necessary unless it's being used for heat. Some people use gas logs for heat. How about home generators? How about those home generators, those standby generators that are hooked up to natural gas? Now, should they be allowed? I mean, if we're going to ban natural gas, let's ban it for everything. But actually, that's really not where the problem is. The problem is this insidious travel for pleasure. You know, because we're bored and we want to go to Florida or the West Coast or the Bahamas or Mexico, and we just hop on a jet. Now, that needs to be stopped. That is pollution that is not necessary. Business travel, government travel, I don't think it's necessary. That's my opinion, and I'm standing with it and behind it.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.